This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Russia launched a fresh wave of missile strikes on Ukraine in the morning on January 26th, killing at least one person hours after an overnight drone attack, while heavy fighting continues unabated in the east, where Moscow's forces have been piling increasing pressure on Ukrainian defenders. The new missile attacks came after President Volodymyr Zelensky called on Kyiv's Western allies to deliver long-range missiles and military aircraft to beef up Ukraine's air defense. He spoke just hours after Germany and the United States pledged to provide Kyiv with advanced battle tanks. Also Thursday, the U.S. Treasury Department took additional actions against the Russian Federation's capacity to wage war against Ukraine by sanctioning 8 individuals, 16 entities, and 4 aircraft. More from VOA's Steve Miller.
The Treasury Department also designated Russia's Wagner Group as a significant transnational criminal organization. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said in a statement, quote, "Today's expanded sanctions on Wagner, as well as new sanctions on their associates and other companies enabling the Russian military complex, will further impede Putin's ability to arm and equip his war machine." Thursday's actions, concurrent with additional sanctions by the Department of State, targets the infrastructure that supports battlefield operations in Ukraine, including producers of Russia's weapons and those administering Russian-occupied areas of Ukraine. Steve Miller, VOA News.
The U.S. Department of Commerce said Thursday that the U.S. economy cooled only slightly at the end of last year, even as forecasters suggested a recession is possible later in 2023. More on that and all the stories we're covering.